What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. Big day for us. Scott Petrak, 11 o'clock. Holly Rowe from ESPN does a ton of college football, obviously. And Holly's been a sideline reporter forever, does a great job. She's at 11:40. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk at noon. Tyvis Powell from the Browns Radio Network coming up at 1:20. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
Yes.
Cut down day is tomorrow. You have a team that I saw somebody ranked the most watchable teams in the NFL. Browns were 32nd. I thought, okay, so that's where we are.
So heading we're into going this season. Up.
So there's nowhere to go but up. And they have cuts to make, Andy. I wonder... about some of those in particular. We're going to talk about those, and let's break them down right now. Let's start on the offense, shall we?
Okay, yeah, let's go.
Right now, as they sit, you have four quarterbacks on this team. The word is you're going to keep four quarterbacks on this team.
Yep.
That one's pretty self-explanatory. Mm-hmm. I'm not too concerned about the order right now, but to me, you have four quarterbacks because you don't really have one, and you're looking for a guy. And hopefully somebody plays really well. I don't care which guy it is. And you have a quarterback at some point here.
In 99.9% of the cases, no one's keeping four quarterbacks. And I hate to tell you this, 99% of the cases, Shedeur Sanders are probably out trying to trade him to somebody else at this point. I just don't know what somebody would give you. They've done this in the past where they've traded quarterbacks late. I don't know why in the world any team. I don't care. I just no team should carry four quarterbacks. I don't care who they are. It doesn't make any sense. If Kenny Pickett starts on the IR, then maybe it makes a little bit of sense.
Doesn't seem like we that's going to be the case, though.
No, it doesn't. So I'm frustrated because we're all looking at this like insane. We're just insane about the whole thing. And so you need three quarterbacks. It's all you need. I would cut one of the guys loose. If you like Gabriel over Sanders, then keep Gabriel. If you like Sanders over Gabriel, then let one of those guys. I just think they absolutely wasted a draft pick by taking two quarterbacks. And here we sit with four, really five quarterbacks because Deshaun Watson's still around. I saw Deshaun walking around. Deshaun is walking healthy. I don't know what that means. But and I wouldn't be surprised if he's back by the end of the season. So you're right. Just make a decision. And the decision is Joe Flacco for week one. That's where we're at on this thing. Anybody in their right mind would say, oh, they have a fifth-round pick, they have a third-round pick, they're probably going to keep the third-round pick and let the fifth-round pick go. In 99% of the scenarios that have ever happened in the history of this game in the NFL, that's where we'd be. For some reason, this is just the way the Browns do things. Nothing is easy.
You and I differ on this. I have no problem with them keeping four quarterbacks because they're looking. They need one. They're looking. They think that the three young guys they have are intriguing enough to keep all three. That's fine by me.
And by the way, Pickett might be the other guy that most teams are looking to get rid of because he hasn't played at all in the preseason. So if you like your rookies and you don't want to feel like you wasted your draft picks, then maybe Pickett's the guy you're looking to unload.
Kevin Stefanski said yesterday that it looks like Pickett's good to go for week one.
Yeah.
And to me, if he's good to go as your backup and it doesn't go well, he'll get a look. We haven't seen him at all. You know, if by any chance, heaven forbid, Joe Flacco, because you don't want to see anybody get hurt. If Joe gets hurt, Kenny Pickett's in there. I would assume he's the backup quarterback to start the season. And if Pickett's good to go and they decide to hang on to both Flacco and Pickett, we may not see those rookie quarterbacks until late in the season, if at all. And that's okay.
I'm with it.
That's okay.
Seriously, when before in your life have you wasted any breath on the third and fourth string quarterback? Only here. You just don't do it. But yet I'm listening to everyone lose their mind over the third and fourth string quarterback.
The running back spot, to me, looks like a work in progress. And that's because Quinshon Judkins is not signed. He's not here. And there's no real idea of when he will be and when he won't be. Right now, I would think that they're keeping three running backs. And we'll see what's up with Pierre Strong, who got dinged in a concussion.
Yeah.
But I would think that it's Dylan Sampson, Jerome Ford. And by the way, that's the way they played the other day. Sampson started. Ford came in on third down.
Right.
Is that telling? And they were out there with the first team offense.
Like Ford's picked up Chubb's old role. A little bit.
I don't think so. I think it's the other way around.
I'm sorry, Chubb. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Other way around. Other way around.
It seems as if Sampson, just based on the way they threw him out there, that he might be the starting running back against Cincinnati. And then Jerome Ford's coming into the game. That means he gets plenty of action anyway. Mm-hmm. I like Pierre Strong. Does Marshall stick or does he not? We'll find out.
I didn't think Marshall was that bad.
I thought he did a nice job. But one thing I think, Andy, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if running back is a position where this team looks at other guys who get cut by other teams and maybe think, all right, we want that guy over, fill in the blank. It won't be Dylan Sampson. Can't imagine it would be Jerome Ford. It might be Pierre Strong. It might be Marshall.
I mean, there were rumors on Friday the Browns were out looking for another running back.
If I'm them, I would be. Because, boy, things couldn't be any more vague and hazy about Quinshon Judkins, could they?
Yeah, I know. It just took a weird turn last week. I felt like when they brought in Isaiah Bond that maybe Judkins was on a faster path to getting back, but now it doesn't feel that way. So, I mean, they know we don't, and I hope we see Judkins
this year. NFL investigation, no contract. A lot of guaranteed money going around to guys in the NFL. Would the Browns want to guarantee money to a guy who just screwed up his good opportunity, even though he wasn't charged with anything? Who knows?
He sounds like a Sunday morning contract release.
I would be
the first game of the season.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Release meaning that they'll let everyone know they signed him to a contract like day of a game in the morning, and that'll be it. Because the shelf life on those stories is like 35 minutes. Sorry.
I would not be the least bit surprised if the Browns bring in another running back from another team who gets cut. And there will be some guys with some name recognition who get cut by other teams. So stay tuned for that one. Tight end, I think, is pretty easy.
It's slam dunk.
David Njoku, Harold Fannin Jr., and Whitehart. Yeah. If he's healthy, he got dinged up a little bit. If not, Brendan Bates. So they'll keep three guys.
Yeah, Whitehart got upended in that game.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if he's okay, I would assume he's on the team.
Yeah, I think he's.
I'm waiting Kevin on likes him. Wide Kevin receiver, by the way, because we have a debate.
Yeah, Kevin had him. I don't know that we're going to debate on that, but Kevin had Blake before, so I think that's why Blake Whitehart sticks around.
Let's go offensive line.
Sure, easy.
DeJuan Jones, Joel Bitonio, Ethan Posick, who Kevin Stefanski kind of said, think he's going to be okay for week one. We'll see. Wyatt Teller, Jack Conklin. And then it looks like, Andy, they're going to keep at least four guys on the bench, which is typical. Lucas, Jenkins, Zinter, and Whipler. So there's your nine. That's good to go. And then comes the any issues there?
No, none. It depends. What's the other guy, Zaire? The guy they got from Atlanta, the other offense, the right tackle. I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
I would think they go nine and maybe slide a guy or two on the practice squad.
Yeah.
They cut Jackson Barton yesterday, so he's out. Wide receivers, there's a question in my mind.
I want to hear your debate on this.
Well, Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Isaiah Bond, Jamari Thrash, and Carter I think are no-brainers. And Carter is a wide receiver, so he's the return guy.
Yep.
I think the question is going to come down to here, did they like Deontay Johnson enough to expose Gage Larvadan to waivers, and they clearly liked him? You know, could they expose him and he gets picked up by another team and not brought back to the Browns practice squad? My hope is that they liked Deontay Johnson enough that that's exactly what they do. Because Johnson has been in the league, he's produced at a high level in the league, and he's coming off a terrible season last year with three different teams. And my hope is that they think, yep, we have figured this out, we can help this guy, and he can really help us. Because he's proven.
Yeah, did you think I was going to argue this with you?
No, I wasn't, because I know you like Larvadan a lot.
I do, and I think there's room for Larvadan, too. What are you keeping Caden Davis?
No. I'm going to bring him back on the practice squad, though.
Well,
And I'm going to bring Larvadan back on the practice squad.
I'm saying you're keeping six wide receivers, and you kind of look at DeAndre Carter as a special teams guy.
Well, that's the way six. To me, DeAndre
Tillman,
Carter
Judy,
is number
Thrash,
six.
Larvadan, Johnson, Bond.
That's seven. I don't think they'll keep seven guys.
That's Tillman, Judy, Thrash, Larvadan, Bond, Johnson. Carter, just think of Carter as a special teams guy that you're keeping.
But I don't think you're going to do that. I think he's going to count as a wide receiver. To me, that's six. And if you keep Larvadan, that's seven.
You know what I would do? I'd cut one of the quarterbacks or get rid of one. I don't need four quarterbacks.
Yeah, they're not going to do that either.
That's ridiculous.
They're not going to do that.
I'm sorry.
I just wonder, did they, in the question...
We're the only team in the history of the NFL that's sitting here debating having four quarterbacks on the active roster.
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Are you sure about that fact? I've looked for it, and I can't find that fact. Are you sure about that fact?
Tell me another team in the NFL that's debating keeping four quarterbacks right now.
Well, I don't know.
I've looked. I don't see anybody else. Is there anybody else? Dan,
the Browns did last year.
The man of record.
God.
Is there another team in the NFL that's sitting here wasting time with four quarterbacks on the active roster? I'll wait till tomorrow, and I will. If there's more than three teams in the NFL that have four quarterbacks on their active roster, I will apologize to everybody.
Andy, the Browns don't have one quarterback.
The Browns have Flacco and Kenny Pickett. They have two guys that can play quarterback this year, and God forbid Flacco goes out there and wins and shuts everybody up.
Well, no, I hope he does. But they clearly don't have anybody that they're locked into, and that's why they're keeping the four.
Oh.
And maybe that changes.
Okay.
You know, maybe it doesn't, but last year they started with four, and then they ended up moving on, but not once the season started. So I'm curious, and I think the decision comes down, and maybe the only decision on offense is this. Do they like Deontay Johnson enough to keep him on the roster, or is he a cut?
And, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a great question. Did he show you enough?
I didn't see a ton, but I'm not seeing everything in practice. They're breaking down practice tape, everything else. See, that's what everybody forgets.
Did we
see it in preseason? No, but that doesn't mean they're not seeing it in practice. They're not seeing it in meeting rooms. Maybe they love the guy. Maybe they think it's working. If not, I would think Larvadan makes the team. That's what I think. That's the offense. We'll talk a little defense coming up. If you want to talk some offense, you have any thoughts about what we just said, 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on what's going to be a big day. Big day for us, big day around the NFL. Teams are going to be cutting guys today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up in 21 minutes, Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, is going to join us. His thoughts on the Browns' cuts coming, his thoughts on the Browns' quarterback, his thoughts on the entire sabotaging of Shedeur Sanders that's going on, according to many folks around the National Football League who aren't paying attention.
Did he not play almost the entire? I mean, I wish they would have left him out there for the 2-minute drive.
Wish they would have left him out there too.
Yeah, I don't. That to me didn't make a whole lot of sense. If the guy struggles, he gets sacked.
Yeah,
you know, especially if you're battling for a third or fourth, for the third or second position, why wouldn't you let him play the 2-minute drive?
Here's why.
I know you're going to give a logical solution, but yeah, I don't feel it.
Here's why they took him out. If you're looking for a reason why they took Sanders out for the last drive, mm-hmm. this is it.
Okay.
He and the offense looked putrid in the second half.
Okay.
They were terrible.
Yeah.
And you have a kicker who you've signed to a contract and it's going to be a cap hit if you let him go, who missed an extra point again. And you have another kicker who's sitting there who you're intrigued by and you wanted to put him in a position to try a game-winning field goal. And you didn't think that Shedeur Sanders would get you into field goal range.
Okay.
And you thought you had a better chance for that with Tyler Huntley.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew you were keeping Shedeur. You knew you weren't keeping Tyler.
Well, what was the question that was asked if he thought he'd make the roster? And he said,
obviously.
Obviously. So yeah. If that's the case, then why would it matter if he played the
Well, team? That's the point.
Yeah.
And you thought, we have a decision to make it kicker. Let's see what this kid can do in a game-winning kick situation. That's the only thing I can think of because I'd have left Shedeur in there.
I would have left him in.
But the only thing I could think of is, you know, you give Huntley the drive because you're pretty confident he can take you down the field against the scrubbinis on the Ram defense at that point. And I don't mean that harshly.
Sure.
They're, you know, third and fourth stringers.
They left the majority of their team in L.A. anyway.
Right. So they did, yeah. First and second team guys didn't go.
Yeah.
So that's where that was. And so that's all I can think of. But I would have left him in personally.
Yeah, I would have too. I mean, we're in the same boat on that. I don't have any question.
But you knew he was going to make the team.
Yeah,
you know. And you're not sure what you're doing at kicker. Maybe you were trying to get the guy in field goal range and see if he could make a game winner, and he did.
Yeah.
They got into field goal range, and then the kid kicked it. So good for Mr. Schmidt.
All right, let me go back. Can I ask you?
Hang
one
on
question?
One second. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just punched up Bill in Parma.
What's up, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Hey,
Bill, you with us?
Bill.
And Bill's with us now. Hi, Bill.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
You know, development of talent, development of a player, development of your child, if you're a coach, you do not do what the Browns did the other night to a player or to a human being. What they did was almost against the cardinal rule of coaching and life. I remember when I was in the...
Before you give a story, what are you talking about? Did you talk about taking Sanders out for the last drive?
Yeah, did you see how he reacted to it?
Oh, you're saying his reaction. I thought you were talking about the team. Okay, all right, I'm listening. Okay.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that, you know, they showed that at some level disrespect to him. If you looked over on the sideline...
Disrespect to Sanders?
Yeah.
Bill, I would have kept him in. I said that. Andy said that too. But let me just say this to you. What's more important for the team? A decision with a kicker who's going to be involved in every game or your third or fourth string quarterback?
Well, it's funny how this discussion has changed. We were talking about what a steal this first round draft pick should have been, a first round. And now we're saying the guy isn't even worth watching, and you put in a kicker in a game that means nothing.
Bill, I'm going to ask you a question right now. When's the last time you called about a fifth-round draft pick not getting the chance to have a two-minute drive at the end of a game? Like,
after playing the entire second half.
Yeah, played the whole second. I mean, it's a preseason game. What are we doing here? Like, if the reality of everything you've ever watched in any other preseason applied here, this wouldn't even be a conversation. We're talking about the third and fourth string quarterback. Like, what? I just don't understand. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Why did they play him? Why did they play him to embarrass him?
They didn't play. He played himself. He played the second half. What am I missing? Like, you make it sound like they did the worst thing in the history of the NFL.
I would have left him in.
I would have too.
However,
I mean, especially knowing you were going to cut the guy you put in.
What's more, if the reason they took him out was to see if they could get into field goal range and they didn't have confidence that he could do that,
right.
Which after watching the rest of the half, I would agree. I wouldn't have had any confidence with that offense led by Shadur going down the field. But Tyler Huntley did take them down the field and put them in field goal range. And they learned something about the kicker who is going to be involved in every game. And whether it's Dustin Hopkins or whether it's Andre Schmidt, now they learned something and they can make that decision. If that's the reason, fine. Let's be honest. The offense, and Kevin Stefanski said it after the game, the offense looked terrible in the second half. Offense. And Shadur was part of that. But so was everybody else. And here's the other thing. Bill just said, you know, did you see his reaction? Well, that was awful. His reaction was bad. He didn't handle that well.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that's not something that you should do as a pro football player. You know, he had to be over and talked to by his teammates and everything else. Is it about the team or is it about you?
I don't have a problem with him being mad too. He's a competitor. He wants to play.
But is it about the team or is it about you?
Yeah, this is the first time in his life that he wasn't the starting quarterback, and the first time in his life that he didn't have the opportunity to drive the team down the field late in the game. I get it.
I understand. I get it too. Sure.
But you also have to understand that. I mean,
maybe the Browns were looking for something different there, like at the kicker. And that's the only thing I could think of. I would have left him in the game myself. You're going to ask me a question earlier. You remember?
The question, I was trying to remember, did you have Larvadan making the team or not? That was my
question. No.
Okay, you didn't.
And why? Because I'm really hopeful that Deontay Johnson showed them enough to make the team.
Yeah, I think there's
what
room.
What we saw in games, Larvadan looked better than Deontay Johnson.
I don't know. If there's room for four quarterbacks, I don't know why you can't. If you want to count DeAndre Carter, I bet you could figure out a way to have seven wide receiver.
Well, if you don't keep all the defensive linemen that you could possibly keep, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yeah, thing about Larvadan is that he can play special teams really well. And so that's why if I'm Bubba Ventrone, I'm standing on the table saying, keep him, keep him, keep him.
Let's go to Ryan in Buffalo. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, Rhino.
Hey, and Andy, gentlemen. Hey, great conversation, man. You guys are correct. This is just hyperbole. This is like over the top analyzing the scrutiny of a third stringer. And again, with that being said, we're not the only ones here as Browns fans, you guys, communicating. It's the national media. It's et cetera. It's just a plethora of different people who really don't have a dog in the fight. Just want to see him succeed. And again, they're analyzing everything he does. Just in the dog pound, obviously, on Sunday at the game, everyone was just wearing Sanders jerseys. And it was reminiscent of the Manziel game where he came in against the Bungles and just laid an egg. It's just like everyone was overly ready for him to come in there and succeed and hopeful for him, me included. At the same time, I'm rational. You know, I recognize this is not like some first stringer guy that we're wanting to see succeed. This is a guy who's trying to make a roster spot. And again, his uniqueness obviously is we all wanted to feel like this. This is exactly what I feel is the approach for us Browns fans. Did we strike gold in the draft? Did we find something that no one else saw? And again, I think a lot of the GMs across the NFL saw what he is, in my honest opinion, which is just a solid college quarterback with a head coach that wanted him to succeed and some player personnel. He did make things happen in Colorado. At the same time, guys, I mean, I just don't see him succeeding in the NFL. I hope he succeeds somewhere, but we're really overanalyzing this this quarterback scenario. It is the biggest conundrum in the Browns' history of quarterbacks for the five different players. I mean, this and six with Huntley. So I've never seen this. I hope it slows down and dissipates. We get Flacco and then we just get a guy in their helm that can really control this offense. Anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
All right, Rhino, thank you very much. It's too early to make that kind of a declaration about Sanders, too. He's a young guy. Let's give him some time to develop. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's look at the defense, shall we?
Okay, let's do it.
They're going to keep 10 or maybe even 11 defensive linemen.
All right.
And the defensive ends, I think, are pretty locked in. It's going to be Garrett, Wright, McGuire, Tryon, Shoyenko, and Thomas. So you got five guys there.
McGuire, Wright, Garrett, Tryonchenko, Thomas. That's five. Okay. Yep. Okay, I'm good with that.
Defensive tackle, it's going to be five or six. And I say six because is Mike Hall going to be able to play? You know, is he going to be ready for week one or week two and they're going to carry him? Or are they going to put him on the injured list where he has to miss four games? It's going to be Collins, Mason Graham, Shelby Harris, Sam Kamara, and Aiden Huntington. Former Kent Stater.
Yeah, and what a score for Huntington Banks. Seriously. I mean, this guy, how could you not feel welcome walking in the stadium when your name is all over the place? Serious.
His name is Field?
His name is Field. That is correct. Bank. Anyone named Bank?
Joseph.
Banks on this team? No.
Joseph A.
Don't know.
No?
No.
So I'm curious to see what happens there, you know, with Mike Hall. And linebacker, real easy. Carson Schlesinger, Mamad Diabate.
Boy, did he look good.
I like him. Yeah, he's tough.
You get it, right? You totally get it.
Devin Bush, Jerome Baker, Winston Reed.
Yeah.
Those guys are locked in. And I know Dan Lobby wrote something in the Plain Dealer that I agree with. He said, that group's one injury away from being a problem. I couldn't agree with Dan more on
for
that.
For a linebacker?
Yeah. It's like, wow, okay. Hang on, everybody. And, you know, let's see what happens with Devin Bush and his off-the-field situation.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. Your next.
I'm going to go corners here.
Yeah.
Ready? Denzel, Greg Newsome.
Okay.
Mitchell, Harden, and Jones.
Mitchell, Harden, Jones.
You got five guys. Yeah. And then at safety.
They're going to have to bring in another guy here.
Maybe. Yeah. And see, this, Andy, is where, and don't scream. This is where keeping four quarterbacks might cost you a spot.
What?
Yeah, I know. The safeties are going to be Delpit and Hickman, and then Jenkins and Edmonds. So you have four guys there. Oftentimes, you'll see a team keep an extra defensive back, you know, something like that. So maybe an extra safety or a guy who can play corner or safety they'd keep 10 DBs. They're keeping, I think, nine right now. And then maybe you see how things go. And then special teams. Corey Bohorquez.
Let's hope Denzel's on.
Rex Sunahara. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Then what are you doing at kicker? What are you going to do? So you have Andre Schmidt, who made the game winner, who's never kicked in the NFL.
If they keep Schmidt over Hopkins.
And has been bouncing around.
If they keep Schmidt over Hopkins, then everything you said about that final drive is 100% true.
Yeah, and if they don't, then it makes you wonder why. You know, why did you do that? But that's okay. Hopkins was phenomenal 2 years ago. Phenomenal. Remember, what was he? 8 of 8 on 50 yarders, and mm-hmm. he came in, he was great, mm-hmm. and they gave him a contract.
Yep.
And that's the problem here. He's on a contract where if you cut him, it's gonna hurt you. Now, they've got a lot
Jeff,
of contracts.
It's only money.
Well, it is, and it's not
and
my
cap
money.
Space.
But there's the catch. You know, it affects your ability to do some things. I wonder what they do. I wouldn't be surprised if this happens.
Okay.
You keep Dustin Hopkins, and you take a practice squad spot and put Schmidt on it, and you keep him here.
Unless somebody else picks him up. I mean,
unless somebody else picks him up. Yeah, absolutely. And you keep him here, and if Dustin Hopkins goes out against Cincinnati and misses another extra point, he's done. I hate to be that brutal about it, except for one thing. This team averaged under 16 points a game last year. Andy, every point counts for this football team, including extra points.
I don't disagree at all. And they got to make it smart.
They got
to
figure it out.
If Hopkins doesn't have that contract, Jeff, he's not here.
He's not here, Andy.
No,
you're absolutely right.
He's gone.
He's absolutely right on that.
Yeah.
Does he have a stronger leg than Schmidt? Yeah, seemingly.
Dan, do you have Phil Dawson's number? Can we get him online?
That won't work.
Can we bring him back?
I'm sure Phil could still hit anything from about 30 yards in.
I'll take it.
Maybe 35 yards in.
Just for extra points.
Probably not hitting the 50s anymore. Scott Petrak covers the team for the Chronicle-Telegram. We just went over the roster. Scott will give us the fine-tooth comb version of the roster and what's up at quarterback. Because to me, Stefanski saying yesterday, Kenny Pickett looking good for week one really puts this in a different spot. It's Baskin and Phillips right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.